Welcome, dear friends, truth seekers, and curious newcomers to my brand new program. This is our second program on Earth Harmony Divinations. My name is Elizabeth Peter. I will be hosting this show every second and fourth Monday of the month. So this is the second last show for this month of November, and we are on from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 to 12 p.m. or a.m., I should say, Eastern Time. And I hope that those on the East Coast will remain with us. It's going to be an interesting show today. I just wanted to run briefly over the outline of my show, what you can expect. My mission statement, again, is that I want to focus on sharing joy, abundance, and gratitude at all times with all who listen and all around us. And we want to be ethical and use intuition, not fear. Yes, folks, we are at the dawn of the spiritual age, the age of ethics. Our focus is zooming in on ethics because we're moving away from the age of powers. We want to acknowledge that, and we want to spread that news to all of us, all who want to hear. That's what I feel I'm here for. This is how the age of powers, if they choose to be ethical, can remain in power. So everything we do, think, say, or create must have that qualifier. It has to pass the test of ethics. It has to be based on intuition, which leads me to today's topic, and it is a very timely topic of the Mayan calendar, or more specifically the age of ethics within the Mayan calendar, and of course consciousness as it deals with our growth of consciousness. And I hope this does not intimidate anyone, because we need to be aware of this truth. I feel an urgent need to talk about it. So please feel free to call in any time and interrupt me, because I'm just going to keep on talking. And I would like to invite any feedback or thoughts, insights, experiences on this subject, or whatever subject you want to talk about that is personal to you. If you'd like to have readings, we'll take time out for that as well. Or we could also talk about the last show's topic, which was abundance, and you can always listen to that in the archives also. So, in fact, I would like to start each show with a short abundance intent or abundance prayer, and then we will follow that up with a discussion of our current topic. And, of course, I will take your calls. Let's limit our calls or questions to about 10 minutes so other people can have a turn as well. Again, for more information about me, please visit my website, redlotus.org, or you can always shoot me an email, elizabeth@redlotus.org. Any questions regarding about my work or about the show will be welcome. And I will take, I will try my best to return everyone's email. And I hope you can find me on BBS Radio. I have my page up now, so you can read a little bit about me on there too. So let's start our show again with the abundance intent. What I'd like to do is take a deep breath together and stay focused. Abundance intent. I focus on the Holy Spirit or higher self, Om or God, whatever your belief is within, as the only source of my prosperity. I notice inner presence as the only activity in my affairs, financial, personal, health, career, etc., as it is the substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action within as without. Thank you. And so, again, our topic today would be the Mayan calendar, or more specifically, the age of ethics, as this applies to the growth of our consciousness. It is a timely subject, and I chose this today specifically because, based on this wonderful writer, Johan Kalman, who wrote the book on the Mayan calendar, the age of, let me find the title here pretty quickly. Well, I will get it in a second. Anyway, Johan Kalman wrote the book about the Mayan calendar as it was discovered in the jungles, in the South American jungles in Coba, almost in the last minute before it was completely invisible. In fact, just as soon as they were able to decipher the writings on this giant stone, it turned invisible. It was impossible to read it again. Thank God that they used a carbon method to take all the information off this stone. But I'm jumping around. So in any case, I will be talking a little bit about the secret as it applies to our consciousness level right now. As you probably many of you know, secret came out in the last few months to a great acceptance among the masses. The secret is really a compilation of the wisdom of many, many of our ancestors in many hundreds of years. Some of them are older, some are current wise men who have all agreed on the fact that we have the ability to co-create. So our topic definitely is this topic of the evolution of consciousness, and I will try to touch on the secret as well as the Mayan calendar. You probably have heard about this bit of information that 2012 is the end of the Mayan calendar. Well, the truth is that this calendar does end around 2012. In fact, based on Kalman's work, it ends in October of 2011. However, this date only reflects the end date of the 13 underworlds that was deciphered on this stone, or these ages, or stepping stones in human and planetary consciousness. Beyond this date, our planet Earth will probably join its galactic and universal neighbors on a higher dimensional level. We don't know, of course, for sure, fourth, fifth, we don't know which dimension it is. So we won't be locked in this three-dimensional time-place event continuum as we are now. So the wonderful work that John Kalman and, of course, Ian Lungold has brought us, it deciphers the sophisticated roadmap the Mayans left us to get us through these hardest days, I believe, just a few years ahead. Because according to this roadmap, we are living in the last 5 years of the galactic age, or the eighth step on this calendar of nine steps. And so we're just one left. There's just one left. And this last age we're in right now began in 1999, and it's called the Age of Ethics. It's been termed that, possibly by Kalman. Prior to the Age of Ethics, we had been living in the Industrial Age, which ruled from the late 1800s, as we all know. This can all basically be verified by just history alone and facts that we find in scientific research. And the industrial age basically brought us the age of powers, because a lot of these industrial giants have grown increasingly greater and greater concentrations of powers in the hands of a few. And so up until the 1990s, we had been really almost like oppressed by such powers. So now that we're stepping into the age of ethics, what's happening is that the age of powers is on its way out, or it has to pass the baton, basically, to the age of ethics. So those who want to keep the power, the qualifier for them, of course, has to be that they will be ethical and they will work with integrity. They will operate in the realm of ethics and integrity. So also based on the Mayan calendar, Kalaman talks about the ages, or these steps of ages, consist of 7 days, 6 nights, or basically 13 levels, and every day and night has a significance. And so this particular age we're in, starting in 1999, in 2007 we have reached the fifth night. We just finished the fifth day, and I believe that the secret that just came out in the fifth day is quite significant, because what happens on the fifth day gets implemented on the fifth night. And so historically that's been observed. So what we could see on the fifth night is a huge shift that could bring about the real power of ethics that will leave no stone unturned, so to speak. And the age of powers will then be handed over to the age of ethical powers. So, in fact, as they look back to, let's say, for example, the fifth night during the tribal age, which was about, gosh, a million years ago, that tribal age fifth night lasted as long as 160,000 years. The interesting fact is, of course, now, because we are so close to the last step of this evolutionary change, this last age of ethics is only about 10 years long, so, and this fifth night will only be 360 days long, only about a year long. So whatever happens during the fifth night, we will sure to be able to survive and move along and move beyond the difficulties of whatever that may bring. And I know no one should speculate what this fifth night could bring. But let us get back to the topic of the secret. As we all know, the secret's messengers of the wise ones that the secret quotes, they all agree on one thing: that we all have the power within us to create our own life or our own reality. And so the latest findings in quantum physics also confirms that what we pay attention to, we become conscious of. In simple terms, we are getting more and more choices and more possibilities in shorter and shorter amount of time. So it will be up to us which possibility we pay attention to. And that possibility will manifest. This is preparing us to become co-creators. Of course, there's a catch, and that catch is the qualifier again, and that is ethics. And it's not morals. Let's not confuse it with morals. Morals means moral majority, the accepted norm by some kind of a moral majority of elders. That is really not what ethics is about. Ethics really means that we all have our own inner compass of knowing right from wrong. And so we need to be using that inner compass or guidepost to lead our lives. And that is true for organizations, countries or governments, as well as individuals. And so this is a qualifier. This is the eye of the needle, what I would call, that we're going through right now. And it can be hard for many, and it can be very simple for those who are already taking care of this aspect of their evolution, consciousness evolution. So this is the reason why we're still living in the age of ethics and we're still not able to co-create or manifest or intuit as freely as we will be eventually. So that is why, you know, we need to pass this test. And it is, like I said, going to be given to us in the next few years, up until about 2011, beginning of 2011. And the last age on the Mayan steps of evolution here is the age of intuition. And so you may ask, you know, what am I supposed to do with all this information? Well, what are we to do? You know, all we can do is to not live in fear, not live in this constant duality that our mind is dictating, you know, choose this, choose that. Instead, just be centered. Just try to intuit and recognize patterns that make us feel centered and have a peace of mind about, oh, I've seen this before, I know this is happening in the correct way. And so once you bring more and more meditation into your life and more, you know, centeredness into your life, that is how you find yourself being closer and closer to your intuition, and then eventually you will be able to just go more into the flow of intuition rather than using the mind as a tool, which we all know it's been a tool that its time has already passed, and it's not going to be so useful a tool anymore. Yes, folks, we are living in a conscious universe, and that is the simple explanation behind the Mayan calendar. And so it is now time for us to wake up and take notice of that. And the Mayan used a special expression of greetings. It's called Lakech, L-A-K-E-C-H, which just means that I am another you. So when they greeted each other, they just said, I'm another you. And so this really reflects how they knew and understood the oneness of all humans. All of us together are just reflections of each other. And so because our humanity in the last few hundred years lived in such duality of the mind, the love and the wholeness of unity has been ignored, or maybe we just lived in an amnesia about that truth. But so now we're returning to that love and wholeness, and all that is required of us is that we reach that level of understanding so that we can then move into this higher consciousness that the Mayans mapped out on their calendar. So this philosophy of Lakech, or I am another you, really embraces our humanity as a whole, as a part of our whole galactic consciousness. We are all a one giant cosmic consciousness that has a consciousness, that has a conscious mind or a conscious intellect. And so once our awareness reaches that level that we are just about waking up to, then we are able to move out this enslaved, dual thinking, distracted reality, which of course we had been enduring for hundreds of years. And even our calendars, our current Gregorian calendar, was part of that distraction that almost like split us into this fractional beings, and we were not whole. So we are actually really speeding up to the original sacred calendar reality, which will reunite humanity as equal members of this galactic, you know, creation, the galactic unified universal consciousness. So, you know, there is a wonderful calendar that the Mayans put out, and it is available online at mayanmagics.com. Of course, there is some disagreements among some of the scholars on the actual, you know, which calendar to use. The Mayans devised two or three different types. But I think the main thing is that once we do focus on this truth about our oneness, we are already in tune with this sacred calendar, because we're really speeding up to entering this profound deep core of our own beings. It's almost like entering into the black hole of our own intuition, is what I would call it, because intuition will be the only guiding force left for all of us. That's where we're really headed. Right now we're just scattering around in fear and running around trying to find solutions for problems and ignoring going within. There will be no time left pretty soon for us to do but to go within. In fact, that's what all the religious teachers, all the great masters who walked on this planet had tried to tell us to do. And so we're actually really simplifying the truth down to the most basic common denominator, which is joy and happiness and oneness. These are, you know, if you peel away everything from your life, all you have left really is a basic being in joy, being in experiencing love, joy, and oneness. So that's what the last step on the Mayan calendar, the Age of Intuition, is preparing us for, and that is the that unity I was just talking about, the unity with our galactic consciousness, which we have the rightful equal part of, and we always had that rightful equal part of this galactic consciousness all along. It's just that we were really literally distracted from it during the last few hundred or maybe a few thousand years. And then we're just returning to that in the last minute. Now, I found the title of Carl Johan Kalman's book. It's called The Mayan Calendar, The Transformation of Consciousness. Email me if you would like to find out how to get this book. I'm sure it's on Amazon.com. Kalman says in his book, we are on a schedule. Yes, folks, we are on a schedule, and that schedule has been basically reflected on the Mayan calendar. That's all they did was. It was just chronicle the schedule of creation, or the schedule of creation and consciousness, human consciousness, on this particular planet. Since we're living in a conscious universe, the timeline of this Mayan calendar is very exact. It follows an exact schedule. And so this schedule is actually very easy to follow if you just look at our historical evidence of where humanity has been in the last few hundred, few thousand, few million years. And so this calendar is very, very profoundly accurate. And then you can ask, you know, what is really consciousness? And consciousness can be described very simply, the awareness of being aware. And we can also ask, you know, where has humanity been? How aware was really our humanity, let's say, in the last century? Probably not very much aware of its own consciousness. I mean, it's been so distracted by slavery and distractions of all sorts, of fanatic behaviors and wars and duality of all sorts, that they were not really paying too much attention to their evolving consciousness. Of course, there were masters who always reminded humanity of it. They left a few books, they left a few messages, and a lot of them just didn't really pay attention. The masses did not pay attention to that. However, now we're at a stage where en masse, masses are becoming aware and awakening to their own level of consciousness. I think this is a huge shift that we're experiencing, and I think it just started to happen in the last 7 or so years. We are evolving on a timeline, and this timeline can be traced back, like I said, through biological, scientific research, scientific data, historical data. It can be validated just by reading your encyclopedias or whatnot, your books, whatever we learned in schools about various evolutionary research and data. So this is just proof how amazingly and profoundly accurate the Mayan calendar really is and has been to this date. So therefore, we cannot ignore or dismiss this amazing information or just write it up to some fairy tale or some New Agey nonsense that, you know, some skeptics call it. And so this really brings us to the most timely aspect of the calendar that we are in, the Age of Ethics fifth night that I'm talking about, because we're really literally just starting the fifth night as of Kalaman calls, dates it to be November 17th, but of course, I don't know if he can really, you know, get that specific. According to Kalaman, this dualistic mind based cultures that have existed in the last few hundred years is now really giving way to the age of intuition. And so the clash of these two energies, of course, is probably going to take place during the fifth night. And so the Mayans call the fifth night usually the crucial night where, you know, like the two trains of the two ages kind of collide. The previous age basically collapses, and the new train, in this case, the Age of Ethics, really takes on full force and starts to move ahead. And so we will be seeing probably some amazing unfolding of events on our planet, maybe planetary changes, maybe economic changes, maybe changes in, again, consciousness and creation, where we will probably create some new systems and ethical systems, ethically powerful systems that will bring our humanity to a higher level. And so there's no need for fear or panic of any sort, because this fifth night is actually only very short, 360 days, first of all. And also, you know, we are already at such a high level of consciousness that there are some new ethical powers already in place. They're just waiting for their turn. And so it will be exciting to see what this fifth night is going to bring us in terms of this monumental change. So really the Mayan calendar has been not really so much of an astrological map, but it's a metaphysical mapping of the evolution of consciousness on our planet. it's been recording. You know, it's recorded, it's been recording how our spiritual time flows, because of course there is no such thing as time. That was another dualistic invention in the third dimensional world that we live in. But spiritual time is, it just flows. It just flows uninterrupted. And you will, it's not linear, you know, we're not caught up in it. It's actually more spiral. And so we are really on the eighth level of this time cycle, which means that our destiny of consciousness is just minutes away from being fulfilled. Very exciting time. So, you know, if there are rumors or scary, panicky information out there about our, you know, planet ending or our life ending on this planet in 2012, I myself am not ascribing to that. I believe that what this mapping or this recording of consciousness has been showing us by the Mayans is really just the ending of the three-dimensional dualistic ways of life as we knew it in the last few hundred years. And it's giving way to a higher consciousness in which we are truly creating our own destinies, our own realities, and it will probably be just blending in beautifully with some of the higher dimensions, such as the fourth, the fifth, or even higher dimensions. We will have full access to that level of creation. But of course, again, only those who have passed the ethics test or who have moved through the eye of the needle, so to speak, which is what Jesus was talking about. So really, we have no other choice but to flow forward with this flow of consciousness. And if some choose to distract themselves with fanatic behaviors or fanatic, belief systems or unconscious behaviors such as, getting into, drinking and just taking their focus off of their own human consciousness. What happens to those, I have no idea, but I can tell you it's probably not a good way to go. And so the choice is really being given to us right now, and the time is really, really short. And so as we are moving away from this dualistic thinking pattern that our mind has been forced to be on, to be putting us on, we will be embracing the fact that we are all one. This is, you probably hear this all over the place now in spiritual circles. It's now just resonating all over the world. So really, the mind is no longer going to be our main vehicle, but our intuition is. And so, as you know, all human beings are striving to be, to just have one thing, and that is peace of mind. Peace of mind at all costs. That's what we're all rushing to have, and yet that's the very thing that really very few have. And so, quoting Johann Kalman, peace of mind can only be achieved is when we're centered. And of course, meditation helps us with that. And certainty is something that can give us that peace of mind. And when do we find certainty? We find certainty when we recognize certain patterns. Everything has patterns. And the more we observe patterns, of course, again, with the help of our intuition, the more we reach a certain centeredness, a certainty, and peace of mind. this is where we're headed, folks. We're headed for peace of mind. But it cannot be achieved with dualistic thinking. It will be only achieved through living in the flow of intuition. So we can be extremely grateful to the Mayans for creating this time flow of their calendar to map out the road of humanity and observing these patterns of creation, this pattern that we've been on from a timeless beginning. And we are coming to the end of that consciousness. Now, I know a lot of people just get very hung up on end, on the word end, but really the end is just meaning that the end of consciousness. The way I understand it is that we won't even need consciousness. We will already be moving into this flow of universal, galactic, cosmic intelligence or creation, in which we don't need to even have the pattern of this matrix of consciousness anymore. We will be that free. So, but for now, we're still, you know, we're still just a few steps away. We're still in the process of trying to recognize the patterns of creation that was happening before our time now. You can go back to your history books or your observations or scientific information and just note that creation was at work in all those ages, millions and millions of years ago on this planet. It hasn't stopped. It's not going to stop. And it cannot be destroyed. It cannot be even just ended with some war. We are all beyond that already. We are beyond all those three-dimensional power games. And now that we are on the dawn of ethics really taking over, we can easily say there is no such thing as an ethical war. And so we are really stepping into just onto the threshold of the age of intuition very shortly. So I would really like to ask you to call in and see if you can relate to what I was talking about. Do you observe patterns around yourself, in your own life, in yourself, the changes that are occurring in you? Do you demand ethical standards, behaviors, more so than ever before? Do you observe the effects of this ethical age around you? I mean, just look at our government, look at our individuals in the public eye, such as celebrities or politicians, etc. How does the age of ethics affect them? And of course, then you can always turn back on you. You know, what did you do that was different, that you had to do sometimes to change your ways and to be tuned in and in line with the age of ethics? This is very, very important. And like I said, for many, many, it is a very difficult change to accept. But it is a change that cannot be avoided. So, you know, if anyone wants to talk and give some thoughts, share with us what you feel about these changes, or just ask any questions you would like, you know, if this all doesn't really make sense to you. Or do you have any suggestions? What are we to do? What should we do at this juncture? Because my feeling is that, you know, we don't need to do much, not much else than being, just being in the flow of being and being as ethical and fearless as possible. Because if you get frozen in fear, then, of course, you get so sucked into that energy that it is impossible to observe anything. It is impossible to flow in meditation or prayer or to do any sort of recognition of patterns that we talked about or have a peace of mind. All that is impossible in fear. And so the qualifier really is that we move out of fear. And I am observing that in my environment around friends and family and clients and such, that somehow we are starting to really move out of the thickest part of fear that's been perpetrated upon humanity. Far from being it over, of course, I'm not stating that. I'm not that optimistic, but yet I know that we are moving closer and closer to the age of intuition. So we are sharpening our ability to discern, to tell right from wrong, to see it and call on it, and be in the know. Now, this is another statement that is kind of controversial. How are you in the know versus knowing versus thinking that you know? A good example would be, do you know that you can swim, or do you think that you can swim? This is something that is a good example. For example, you know, if you have never swam in your life, but you think you might be able to if you just go near water and you just jump in, or versus you know, because you learned how to swim, you know that if you find yourself in that situation that you're in water, you will be able to know how to swim, and you will be swimming. This is a huge difference between the age we're just entering and what was the age we were in. In the age we were in, thinking took, you know, center stage. And thinking really is more of an illusionary state, because we can think anything we want. It's almost like we can think ourselves into some kind of an illusionary world that may or may not be true, may or may not be true. And of course, we could bring up a lot of examples of that, such as certain religions, which are made up of a lot of illusionary beliefs that may or may not be in the knowing, you know. We may not be proven with knowing. And so the difference now is that we're moving into the age in which we know. We will know. We will be able to tangibly know everything that we are about, our life, because we create it. So in the age of intuition, this next final stage, the dualistic mind or thinking mode, the thinking world, will become obsolete. Of course, we will revisit this subject at a later time, I'm sure, in a future show, because I hope that it will be become more and more relevant for everyone, for a lot of listeners. Maybe it's not something that you're really spending too much time thinking about, like I do, but I would like to just at least plant a seed, and I hope I accomplished at least that we are really, you know, following a schedule, following a pattern of creation here. And so if you could just remember that and stick with this very simple ethical way of life and move out of the fear, you really have a much more happier peace of mind. And with that, I would like to close our topic, and just would like to remind you again of that I also am here to do readings, and You probably have seen our numbers that you could call in. I did not get any calls, but time is almost running out. If you'd like to, you could still maybe try. The U.S. number is 877-876-5227, or both U.S. and Canada number, 888-815-9756. Our direct line is 530-876-3222. So again, you know, I would like to remind you of what I do. I work with an ancient Chinese system, actually, with the Bazi system, or Four Pillars of Destiny, in addition to the classical Tarot, on which I would like to touch maybe in a future show. I will be talking more about the teachings of the Tarot, the history of it, and what it really means. We might go into that in the next show coming up. Or, you know, you can always call me with topics, ideas, if you'd like a certain topic to be discussed. We could talk about Nostradamus at a future show. We could talk about meditation or prayer versus meditation. What is better, in your opinion? And various other topics that... that might be on your mind. You know, shoot me an email, elizabeth@redlotus.org, or please visit my website at www.redlotus.org. I also work with various other tools as an intuitive. Over the years, of course, the longest used tool that I've had was my favorite, the Tarot. Been practicing it since I was 19 years old. I have a caller on the line. Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
I'm enjoying the show this evening. You are hitting everything right on the money, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, thank you, Don. I appreciate that feedback. What are your thoughts about this subject?
Well, believe it or not, I have a show coming on the air first night here on BBS tonight in an hour.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, your teaching is excellent, and the manner in which you deliver your information is very easy for everyone to grasp.
Oh, thank you for that.
Someone who's hearing this for the first time, I think you have a gentle, kind way of... maybe pushing them off the fence or shaking out the cobwebs. And it's kind of the message that I have been trying to teach for the past couple of years myself, in that we are, as you said, we are in this belief paradigm, this belief matrix.
Yeah.
And everything that we are force-fed is generally directed to our mental body or our physical body, and there's little or no recognition of spirit. If there is at all, it's to root for a sports team, an athletic team.
Mm-hmm.
The sensationalism of entertainment and special effects with very little conscious thought or the mind control element that's going on, and really the debasing of the frequency.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's part of the distraction of the Age of Powers, basically, that the Mayans pointed out. And so distractions, of course, are becoming more and more concentrated as we, you know, are inching up to the end of the Age of Powers. This is what I find so fascinating and encouraging at the same time, because the more you see the darkness, the thickness of the darkness, the more you know the dawn is nearer.
Yes, well, to be able to see the darkness, you need light, right?
Yeah, that's true, too. Yes, and this is why I think a lot of us are out there preaching right now to the choir, so to speak, because the choir is in place. And, you know, I get a lot of people who are in this light shower type of occupation we know we're ready for the masses now because they will be tuning in more and more.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think, I appreciate your call because, you know, you're doing the same thing. And so tell us, what is your show about?
Well, it's about everything. We talk about, I'm coming from a different network, mm-hmm. and I have been both a guest and a host on some Patriot networks where we talk about government, we talk about the laws and the illusions, and we talk about personal sovereignty and those types of issues. Of course, we're dealing with a lot of corruption. So what I try to do is bring that into the light, to examine it, to understand it, to become aware of it, and then move on, having that information. I also talk a lot about music, healing, metaphysics, ufology, the universe, the cosmos, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Don, I'm familiar with those topics, and I have been quite immersed and obsessed with the patriotic subject in my last 5 years, and then I just decided to move out of it, move out of that area. In fact, I mentioned that in the beginning because I find it more urgent to just focus on, you know, start being in the light within ourselves, you know.
Yes.
Go focus on the power that we have as individuals rather than giving power to those powers that are, you know, self-destructing.
Yes, I agree with you there. I think my role there is to awaken those individuals that really will come to, you know, the higher vibration once they realize that this is set up sort of like a game board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking of politics and government and, you know, society and the whole global concept of a one-world government.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are good if you have truth and you have life.
You have ethics, exactly.
So what I'm doing is, in my own way, and I know exactly what you mean. I would prefer to talk about metaphysics and music and just stay away from that, but it's something that needs to be addressed, and I've become somewhat of a leader in that respect.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I would love to visit you on your show, so perhaps we could help each other and, remind people of each other's messages.
Sure, and I would love to have you as a guest in my show, so I'll extend that invitation now while we're speaking.
Oh, thank you. So we'll revisit again then. So you're coming up next?
Well, I'll be on in an hour. So
at 9 p.m. or
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Pacific. Okay.
Yes.
What's the name of your show?
Evident Footprints.
Okay. Thank you, Don. So we'll check in with you.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you too.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Good luck with your show. Thank you, folks, for listening today, and I hope that this is really starting to make some sense to you. And again, I just wanted to remind you that you're always welcome to send me an email or call in at the next show coming up. What's our next show time? Next show is December 10th, on Monday, December 10th. And, of course, the following one happens to be Christmas Eve, so we will probably not have a second show in December. But perhaps I still have, then there is the 31st, which is New Year's Eve. So I suspect I will only be on one time, and the other two will be maybe just archives. We will have a live show on the 10th from 8 to 9 p.m., and again, I just would like to close with the abundance intent. Let's take a deep breath. And I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit, the higher self, or God within, that is the only source of my prosperity. And I know this inner presence is the only activity in my affairs and I'm grateful for this substance that makes all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action within and without. And with that, thank you again for having me. Thanks for the producers of VBS Radio. And I wish you all a prosperous, happy, abundant life. Thank you.